Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm Mike Salmon, alongside the beautiful Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Those of you that heard Trey laughing in the background, I wholeheartedly agree with him.
So you're not beautiful. What, a man can't be beautiful?
No.
We've got like a cosmetic convention going on here in the hotel today.
Facial aesthetics.
Yes.
That's something I know nothing about.
There's a lot of beautiful people here in the building.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we have a couple beautiful guests as well.
Yes, fantastic.
Staying with the theme.
Yes.
Pat Weatherly with Atlanta Custom Wear, and that's custom with a K. By law, you have to say that every time.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
And
Tarshish Jordan.
Tarshish Jordan. And she's going to allow us to call her Jordan the whole interview.
Exactly.
Especially you.
And we thank her for that. And she's with Red Door Consulting. So she's already doing a good job of consulting us. But we're going to start the show off with Pat Weatherly. She is the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer in this family-owned business, right?
That's correct.
Atlanta Custom Wear. Pat, tell us what your company does.
We specialize in printing custom t-shirts and custom apparel for our clients. We work with small businesses, we work with large businesses, logos. We do all kinds of really interesting artwork, and we have a lot of fun with it.
Tell us about your history. How long you've been in business, and how did you get to where you are today and decide to be in this business?
We started our business about 2.5 years ago. Our son decided that he wanted to be an entrepreneur. He's always had that entrepreneurial spirit. And we kept looking into different businesses that would be really good for someone a little bit younger, not really very business savvy, I guess you would say, because he is young. And we decided that doing t-shirts would be a really great thing. He liked the idea. He loves t-shirts. All of his friends wear t-shirts. And we started researching the business and found that direct-to-garment was really the way we wanted to do it.
So the son came up with the idea and pulled mom and dad into the business. Usually it's the other way around.
Exactly.
What were mom and dad doing previously?
We both work in corporate America. We are both in the technology industry. I'm in cybersecurity. My husband is in database administration for large corporations. So we do that as our day job. And what we have fun with is coming up with ideas to do things for our son. His friends come up with ideas. Our friends come up with ideas, and we go from there.
When you mentioned that you guys do t-shirts, I think almost everybody listening, if not everybody listening, has had experience with that. Maybe they've placed an order. Maybe they've looked at stuff. But you mentioned direct-to-garment. That's kind of what sets you guys apart and makes it truly the custom with a K. There, Mike, I followed the law. Tell us what direct-to-garment means.
Direct-to-garment is, if you think about an inkjet printer that will print directly on a piece of paper, we print directly on the garment with very special textile inks. And it's a little bit different because it happens very fast, and it's, I'm going to say, with the push of a button, that's easy to say. There's a lot of work that goes along with it. But setting up the artwork, it's digitized. Press the go button, and it's awesome. That's the way it works.
So that's different from a lot of people. Their standard experience is they have a screen printing, which stuff is actually, I guess, painted, for lack of a better term, onto the shirt. And then other people use templates or stuff that's kind of ironed on. This is directly textile ink that's literally becoming one with the shirt.
Exactly. And so you get a different feel when you get the print, the full print. It feels different, it looks different, and it's got great wearability.
And Mike is forcing me to say custom with a K every time I say custom, but you mentioned that it was custom T-shirts. Does that mean you can go as little as one shirt?
Yes, we can do one shirt. We can do as many shirts as you need. The great thing about the process that we use is if you order 50 shirts, for instance, and then you say, gosh, I need three more, we can print three more. And we don't charge a setup fee. Once we set it up and have the artwork set up, and typically we don't charge very much for the setup fee because it's primarily either creating the art or using the art that's provided to us by the client, then we can save it and we can use it.
Because it's digitized and you just have to press go rather than in a screen printing. You got to set everything up, get all the colors. Okay.
Technology coming to printing t-shirts these days.
Exactly.
We have folks that that are in different businesses than you, but they say, I know people that do farm equipment, but they say, we're really in the technology business. And in a way, you could say the same thing. You're in the technology business.
Yes, we
are. How quickly can you turn that around? You know how people are these days. I need 50 shirts. I need them tomorrow.
If we have the shirts available, we can turn it around tomorrow. If the artwork, the key here is making sure the artwork looks good on the shirt. And we run it through our vector, we call it vector software, to make sure that it's set up so that it will print and be a beautiful print. Because the last thing we want to do is say, yes, we can do that, and then your artwork needs a lot of extra work.
2.5 years in, who are you finding are your best clients? And then let me add a follow-up on that. Who are the markets, especially, you know, businesses especially, that you would love to see be able to do more work with
over
the next
2.5 years? Let's use a business term. The verticals.
Ooh. The verticals.
Yeah, what verticals are you in?
With a K? Oh, sorry.
With a V.
Go ahead.
That'd be criticals.
Right.
Right.
Cuticles. What cuticles are you in?
Oh, stop. You've lost the question. All right, go ahead.
The question. Answer the question. That was in a movie.
What we found is, initially, it was friends. Friends giving us information and saying, hey, I have this idea. Can you put it on a shirt for me? And then it was, oh, well, I have this cute little business over here. And then we started talking to everybody, because that's what we do when we have a business. We tell everybody. We network. And we found that a lot of the independent contractors, people who have landscaping businesses, we have several people who do lawn care and those kinds of things, they need shirts for their crews. So they'll order shirts, and then they'll come back later because those shirts get a little dirty.
Get dirty. Yeah.
And they ask us for more. And that's really great because we have the artwork. We can do that. We can do seasons as well. So if they order short sleeves in the summer, then we can do long sleeve in the winter. We can do hoodies, those kinds of things. We found that it was fun doing work for our friends, but it was also a lot more fun and a lot more interesting to do work for our clients and businesses, because they really needed it. They didn't want to order thousands of shirts. They just wanted 10 or 15 because they had small crew. And that's what we ended up. That's where we found was a good go-to market right there. And through a lot of networking, that's what we do. We also now work with some screen printers who are saying, I have a client who only needs 35 shirts. It's not cost effective for me to do that. Can you do this? And we'll do that for them.
Okay, so let me jump on that, because I love to hear about co-opetition. So rather than you guys are helping each other, is there a scenario where screen printing might make more sense? Is it when you start get into the thousands that it's like, you could probably get a better break point?
And that's a great question, because that's one of the things that we deal with a lot is, if someone has a big run, they want to do several thousand shirts, and it's just two or three colors. Then, or maybe it's even one color, then that's a great opportunity for us to work with our screen printers to do that. And we do have several screen printers we work with. We call ourselves the community, because we're always helping each other out. If, for instance, someone has a printer down, they'll call us. Can you help me out? Absolutely, we're happy to help. And that's how you build that relationship and continue to grow the community of small businesses, because we really are just a community of folks just trying to get it done.
With the technology today, In our audience here at Business Radio X, half of them are local in the Atlanta area. Mm-hmm. The other half are spread out around the country. If someone in Ohio is listening right now, hello, Ohio, can they send you something, a logo, whatever, and you can do it and then ship it off to, back to them?
You bet we can.
Wow, it's amazing how, you know, what used to be a local business now can be a national business.
It absolutely can. And one of the great things that we're working on now is an opportunity, it's a software package that we're loading so that we can build web stores, and we will have up to 150 web stores, and we can launch those for folks who might be interested in, hey, I have an idea, I want to start selling t-shirts, but I don't have any way to do that. Then we can build a web store for them, and they can run their own business, if you will, and I use the little air quotes. They can have their own little t-shirt printing empire, but all they have to do, we do the fulfillment for them. We do all of the back end for them, so that's kind of exciting to be able to do that.
This might, and I guess one of the other things I was going to ask earlier mm-hmm. is because it's digitized, you guys, it's pretty much almost the same price whether I use two colors or whether I use 50 colors.
Sure,
is that,
sure.
So, and again, it can. So if I just want to give a gift to, you know, my son who's graduating this year and do a custom T-shirt just for him, I think the, and I don't want to pigeonhole you, but. Even if you just do one, we're not talking like $75 to do one T-shirt.
No.
I mean, it's a very reasonable price
yes.
point. Clearly, it's not going to be $10, but it's
cost effective.
Exactly.
It is.
Okay.
It's a lot more cost effective because, again, the art is digitized, and that takes away a lot of the setup fee that you have with other traditional printing type arrangements.
Do you help with design at all? Because obviously if I give you the artwork, that's one thing, but would you help go, okay, here's what we came up with?
Sure.
Okay.
We have a lot of our clients come to us and say, hey, just put something cool on a shirt.
Here's what I want. Yeah, that's your marching orders.
Well, and I think the way we deal with that, and we joke around about we're problem solvers because we really are. What do you really want? What are you right. really looking for? Tell me cool, because cool to you is different than cool to me.
No doubt about that.
And it makes a big difference. So we do love working with our clients, and we love having a lot of opportunity to say, what are you really looking for? Because it may be that even if they say they want one thing, embroidery might be a better option for them, or screen printing.
Mike, that's cool with a K, by the way.
Exactly. Pat Weatherly's our guest. She's the Chief Sales and Marketing Officer with Atlanta Custom Wear with a K. And we've spoken. This has actually been a fascinating conversation talking about T-shirt printing. I never thought it could be so interesting. But we spent the whole thing talking about T-shirts. Something tells me you do more than just T-shirts.
We do.
Tell us about some of the other products that you can help a customer with.
We have a lot of fun things that we do. We do T-shirts. We do koozies. We do coasters. We can do tea towels. And we started playing around with doing coffee mugs and doing embellishments on mugs and other substrates.
If
we'll
only
call that.
There was a company that you could put their logo on a coffee mug.
Truly, I can't even imagine.
Hmm. Just like Business Radio X.
There you go.
I like it.
Well, Pat, for those that would like to find out more about Atlanta Custom Wear, no matter where they're located,
exactly.
where can they get more information to maybe look into using your services?
Great. You can find us at www.atlantacustomwear.com, custom with a K. And
you
can call 770-540-7562 to talk to me.
The amazing thing is we met Pat, what, about 3 weeks ago or so at
yep.
was it the Sugar Hill Business Alliance?
Yes, it was.
Golf tournament.
Yeah.
And we did a quick little interview because we were broadcasting from the golf course. And even after interviewing with us and meeting us, she still agreed to come to the studio and talk to us.
Awesome.
Well, there's no, you know, we can't judge her for her maybe lack of discretion there for coming to actually be on our show longer.
Yes, Pat, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Pat Weatherly with Atlanta Custom Wear with a K.
Absolutely. All right. And by the way, for the record, she has great discretion, she has great character, and you should do business with her, right? And do business with the family.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of family, I saw a really cool post from Business Radio X, the Gwinnett Studio,
mm-hmm.
our studio on social media.
Yes.
We are very excited to announce that our studio partners are still our studio partners. And those of you that have been listening to the show for any length of time know that I am talking about Subaru of Gwinnett, because we love Subaru of Gwinnett. And Subaru of Gwinnett apparently loves us, too. And everybody who's got a Subaru knows that love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference, or maybe, like us, you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And one last time, I would like to apologize to Subaru of Gwinnett for Mike reading that last week. I am back in the chair doing what I should do.
I'll never get to read it again.
Never.
I did such a horrible job. But we do want to thank them. The big news was Subaru of Gwinnett renewing their studio naming rights partnership here at the Business Radio X studio
in
Gwinnett.
So we continue to come from the Subaru of Gwinnett studios.
Absolutely.
And by the way, reading is in air quotes
for those that are wondering.
Our next guest, and thank goodness she enjoys our sense of humor. That's her laughing in the background. Red Door Consulting is the company. Tarshish Jordan?
You nailed it.
All right. Although you're going to allow us to call you Jordan throughout the interview because you answer to both.
I do, and I like the name Jordan.
It's a beautiful name. Red Door Consulting, it's your company. You're the president and the owner and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you do.
I am the president and founder of Red Door Consulting. It is a boutique professional development company that prides itself as an innovative leader in people transformation, primarily because of the products and services that we offer. We have over 80 soft skills training courses. That's anything from leadership to communication, team building. And we also offer 8 different scientific behavioral assessments. So when we go into corporations or we're working with a client individually, one-on-one, we pride ourselves in making sure there's a transformation. So if, for instance, if you had a goal that you were trying to reach, let's say that you wanted to go from a mid-level supervisory position to a CEO position, then we're the company that's going to help you with that.
Mm-hmm. So I think when you say soft skills, we obviously a lot of business leaders and business owners listen to our show. That seems like one of those terms that you ask 20 people and you might get 20 different answers.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit more? You said over 80 soft skills. Mm-hmm. First, what makes a skill a soft skill?
Soft skill. Well, first thing I'll tell you, in contrast, hard skills are your more technical skills, finance. Soft skills are those things that can really catapult your career. There's a focus on your appearance, your behavior, and your communication skills. In reference to soft skills, like I said, leadership skills. So you could go and get your MBA and have all those hard skills that are involved with getting your business degree. But if you don't know how to look someone in the eye when you're speaking to them, you don't know how to follow through on your promises, you are having some difficulty with communication, those are soft skills that can actually make the difference. Let's say this. If you had someone coming in to interview you with you and they've got the same credentials, they both Harvard graduates, you know, so they've got it together. But those soft skills aren't there. Those soft skills are the things that can make or break or help you differentiate between who you would want to hire. So
I would think a good analogy would be a doctor. I mean, you may be the best doctor and you can operate and do everything on somebody, but your bedside manner may not be the best.
That's excellent. I'm going to use that in the future. I'm going to use that, Mike. Yeah, that's it. That bedside manner. So yeah, the hard skills. He knows his craft. He knows about surgery or whatever. But you're going to decide whether or not you want that doctor to hold your hand or that person, that nurse or that doctor through that surgery based on those soft skills, how they connect with you emotionally.
Mike, I think when you called me beautiful at the beginning of the show, you were using a good soft skill.
Exactly.
And I think my response to that comment was not a good soft skill, so I apologize.
And now realizing that Jordan was probably analyzing us.
She's
from the
done
very
a great
beginning.
Job already. She's helping our show.
And she hasn't walked out of the studio yet,
That would be
doors.
A bad soft skill, too. So.
No.
Yes. I do have to ask the question. We'll get back into breaking it down exactly what you do and how you engage with your clients. But the name of the company, Red Door Consulting. Why not green door, yellow
door?
Why is there even a door?
Okay, so I'll try to make it quick. It is based on a childhood experience. I grew up in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, poor. And the neighborhood I grew up in was modest, to describe it. And apartments, brown wood. Right across the street from that were these gorgeous white townhouses, stucco. In California, we use stucco. And they have these gorgeous red doors. And every day going to school, I'm looking at that. And to me, that was the picture of success for me. So my goal was one day live there. But actually, that was it. So red door, the red door represents. And I know there's a lot of biblical meanings for a red door. There's different traditional, depending on the culture and where you are, the meaning for the red door. But for me personally, it meant success. If you can reach those red doors, then you've made it. Now, I've got a tagline as well that says, to go beyond the red door. So yeah, that's it. Getting to that place in your life. And so bring it full circle, soft skills. I was able to gain a level of success and take myself from that background, even before gaining any college degrees, by using soft skills. So I care about what I'm doing because I know that it works. I know that whether you've got a college degree or not, if I can teach you those essential soft skills, I can help you change your life.
So with so many that you help cover, would it be fair to ask the question that are there two or three, or I'll let you go as far as the list as you want, are there kind of a top two or three that you're like, if I could get in front of every young professional or every person that, you know, I always find that almost always they need help with learning how to have a good firm handshake or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
I'll let you fill in the blanks.
Thank you for that question. So the first thing is appearance. I want to say this, confidence is the key. And confidence sits on three pillars: appearance, behavior, and communication. Appearance is not as important, but it is that first filter. So if I could teach a young person coming right out of college a soft skill, it would be to, I don't care what everyone else is doing, you dress for the occasion. You wear that suit. You make sure you're groomed. We don't have to look like Brad Pitt or Denzel and Angelina, but keep yourself groomed and present yourself as well as you can. So that would be number one. And then out of those three pillars, the one that matters the most is behavior. Communication is important, so that would be it. But following through. When you say you're going to do something, do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. Show up on time. My thing that I like to say is overpromise and underdeliver. I'm sorry.
Wait.
I messed that up. Underpromise, overdeliver.
Right. But that's my line.
That's your line.
I use that line all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. You caught what I was. Yeah. So that's it. Just show up. Use it. Some people think of putting a focus on your appearance can be pretentious, but I'm saying if it exists. We know that it exists. In 7 seconds, people determine whether or not they're going to do business with us. They make a judgment on who we are and our abilities, our credibility. We know that exists, and it may not feel good, but you know it exists. So let's move it. Let's use it to our advantage. So that would be the first thing. And then just tell them, operate with integrity. Present the highest representation of yourself at all times.
You mentioned, though, you know, show up on time. Be thorough. Do your job. Do what you promise. You do that, you're going to have that customer for life.
Exactly. That's it. A lot of complaints that society has. If you're doing your job well, you don't have to worry about that.
Here's the thing, Jordan. You would think this is common sense. Yet there are folks like you that are making a living explaining this to business leaders.
I was going to ask, so let me take what you just said and put it in the form of a question. Do you have people who go through your training and go, well, that was all kind of duh stuff. Like, I already know that, but clearly knowing it and doing it are two different things. Is it helping them execute that?
I think you've just nailed it. So when it comes to the hard skills, let's say it's IT. I spent some years in information technology too. People, because it's hard, they have to really work hard to get it, they focus on it. The soft skills, they don't focus
on it.
And they take it for granted, not realizing how essential it is and how it can really be a game changer for them.
So have you had people who literally go, I've never heard this before?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
But what it is thank you for reminding me of it and helping me learn how to do it
Absolutely.
A little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and to that point, though, do people realize they need your help? How are you finding your new clients? Because I think a lot of these folks probably don't realize they don't have these soft skills.
Yeah. So I've got two ways of going out to get business. One is going out for meeting with asking professional CEOs of a corporation if I could meet with them and just telling them about the problems that exist and how the soft skills can ultimately affect their financial bottom line.
And your soft skills are helping you get that business.
Exactly.
You don't just talk the talk, you walk in the
walk. Walk the walk.
You can use that as well if you'd like.
I will, thank you. So when I can get myself in front of it, if I can use that as a segue. So one of my ways of, because I'm a small business owner and getting myself out there, I host events. I host leadership or executive presence training sessions. I'm going to be doing one at the end of this month on September 25th. So ultimately, my goal is to, one, get the people in there and give. I want you to leave informed and inspired. But then after that, then I do a follow-up with you. And my objective is to say, do you yourself need this training, or do you have a corporation or a friend, a strategic business partner that you can talk to, that I can get in front of and tell them about the benefits of professional development training.
So you can do one-on-one.
Oh, yes,
you
absolutely.
Also can do small group and large group.
Yep,
and
mm-hmm. Yep. My bread and butter really is. I've had a couple of great clients. I had the city of Roswell. I went in and did project management training for non-project managers. So it was more soft than hard skills. I've done leadership training for the city of Tulsa. Remote, yes, their IT department. New York Life Insurance here in Atlanta. I went in and did some executive presence and appearance training for them, teaching them to align their appearance with the company's brand when they're going out to speak. And salespeople are great target market for me as well.
So, you know, Mike gave you some free marketing that you said you're going to use a couple of times. So I'm saying this only to try and impress you. Okay, that's all. And I know I won't, but I'm going to try. So your first name is Tarshish. We were talking off the air that actually is a biblical.
Yes.
It's the city where Jonah was supposed to go. So, you know, Jonah got in trouble because he didn't do what he was supposed to do. And I'm not making a religious statement. It's just a story. And there's a point here. You've done what you were supposed to do. You're presenting the message that needs to be presented in the world today, which is appearance and character and behavior and other things as well, learning those soft skills. It's becoming a lost art.
Yeah.
So she's helping us find it again.
Yes. You mentioned the workshop. Give the information again, where it's going to be, how people can sign up for that and attend.
Okay. So you can go to my website, reddoraconsulting8.com. The number 8 at the end.
Wow.
The 8 is my favorite number, and 8 is the number of new beginnings. So
nice.
reddoraconsulting8.com, and click on events, and you can register for the event there. And I want to say, though, you have impressed me. I was impressed with the fact that you knew the background.
I was fishing
of my
for
name.
A compliment.
you
I don't know if that's good soft skill.
It took her a while to come around.
Well, you cut her off.
And like just
Come on, we're good.
I cut her off on purpose.
Now this event.
You're not supposed to compliment him.
This event is on September 25th of this year, 2018. You. But you have them going on.
Well, this is my last one of the year.
Okay.
This year, I pushed myself and it paid off. But this I did 3 this year
okay.
in partnership with the Commerce Club. So right now, the location is still expected to be at the Commerce Club on the 25th from 11 to 2 p.m. And it is an interactive training session. May I say the cost?
Please.
Okay, yeah. The cost is $69.
You can't say that.
Okay. Lunch is included. And I'd love to have people come on out and attend with us. Like I said, it's the last one. I think next year, though, I'm going to reset and only do one a year because it has been exhausting.
Really?
Ah, yes.
But if they go to the website in 2019 and beyond, look for events like that and also just find you at networking events. And anyone can reach out. And I would imagine you can do, like you said, lunch and learns at a corporate event or whatever.
So anybody who listens to this show after September of this year, don't worry. Just go to the website. And when there are future seminars and events, you'll post them there.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, you kind of gave it, but we'll kind of hammer it home one more time, Jordan. For those that would like to find out more about Red Door Consulting and all the great work you do, where can they get that information?
www.reddoraconsulting8.com, and I'd love to speak with you.
Great.
Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Thank you. Tarshish Jordan with Red Door Consulting, thank you very much. And Pat Weatherly, Atlanta Custom Wear. With a K. I was waiting for you to say it, but okay.
Sorry, I've been enamored with your appearance, your behavior, and your communication.
I love it.
Wow, we learned something today.
Yep.
And your soft skills really improved just in this 30 minutes you've been here today.
Mike, you care about me and love me. Thank you.
Thank God Trey's got some hard skills. He could put us on the air and do all that stuff.
Yes. Trey's soft skill is letting us, you know, hang ourselves with our own rope by the way we talk. And
he's looking at you right now like, just turn off his mic.
I know he wants to. Look, he's got his finger over.
Yeah, we just turned him off. I want to thank our listeners and remind you can listen to this episode or any of our shows anytime by going to businessradiox.com and then select your favorite show. This is just one of many that are broadcast from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. We're excited to have them back for another couple years. For Stephen and Trey.
Trey Odom is the greatest producer in the history of podcasting.
Oh, nice soft skill there. I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on Business Radio X.